You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Ram fans, this is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Episode 418, I'm going to get to my pre-draft power rankings, updated them based on what has happened in free agency, some significant trades as well, and a retirement that we have to account for. But first, let's talk about a player who wore number 18, one of the great quarterbacks of the 1960s, our own Roman Gabriel. The son of a Filipino immigrant, played high school football in North Carolina, attended North Carolina State University, two-time All-American, two-time ACC Player of the Year, finished his college career holding virtually every Wolfpack passing record, and on top of that, an academic All-American. Captain of the team, Jersey retired after his senior season. Roman Gabriel was a prolific college quarterback and went on to the NFL, had a pretty stellar career with the Rams. He was actually drafted number one in the 1962 AFL draft by the Oakland Raiders, turned them down and signed with the Rams, who had drafted him number two overall in the NFL draft. Played with the Rams from 1962 to 1972, did not earn the regular starting job there until George Allen arrived, and then was named Most Valuable Player in 1969 and a Pro Bowler in 1967, 68, 69, all with the Rams, and then 1973 with the Eagles. He's third all time with the Rams in passing yardage. However, he still leads the Rams in career passing TDs. In the 1960s, Roman Gabriel was close to being a household name in Los Angeles, one of the great quarterbacks of the 1960s. The only thing you can criticize Gabriel for is not getting it done in the playoffs. Guys like Fran Tarkenton, Bart Starr, Johnny Unitas, those are the other guys, and they had greater success in the playoffs. But Roman Gabriel, as a passer, as an NFL quarterback, can stand shoulder to shoulder with any one of those guys. One of the more famous athletes in the Los Angeles area back then. Suffered some injuries late in his career in 1972. His knee and shoulder problems really limited his ability. After 89 straight starts over 8 seasons, he missed 2 games. But in that last season, with Tommy Prothro as the head coach, Rams finished 6-7-1. That was the end of Gabriel's career with the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams of that era were known for the fearsome foursome. And one other thing, Roman Gabriel to Jack Snow, how many times did they hook up? One of the great quarterbacks and a long line of them with the Los Angeles Rams. In the 1950s, it was Norm Van Brocklin and Bob Waterfield. In the 1970s, it was Pat Hayden, James Harris, and Ron Jaworski. But in 1960, it was all Roman Gabriel. Okay, let's get on to my pre-draft power rankings. Adjusting my power rankings based on free agency activity, we're going to go through my top 12 here. And before I do that, I'm going to tell you which teams just missed out. First is the Atlanta Falcons. They finished 7-10 last year and added Kirk Cousins. That's their big addition. And they're going to be better. Raheem Morris is going to get that team turned around. Probably have a winning record when all is said and done, but I'm not ready to put them in the top 12 yet. Another team is the Bucs, 9-8 last year. Winner of that division. But they're kind of spinning their wheels. They added Randy Gregory and Jordan Whitehead, retained a few guys, but I don't think this team is really significantly improved at all, really. Then there's the Jags. Is Trevor Lawrence going to get it turned around and get that team back to the playoffs? I don't know. I'm starting to have my doubts. And then there's the New York Jets. Don't know what to make of that team yet. Really good defense. Aaron Rodgers coming back. We'll see. I have a feeling they're going to end up in the top 12, but not ready to do that quite yet. And who is my number 12 team? You know what? I'm going to put my LA Rams at number 12. 10-7 last year, lost to the Lions in the wild card round. They added Trey White, Cameron Curl, D. Will coming back, the big guard Jonah Jackson, Colby Parkinson, and the big loss, of course, Aaron Donald. Really well-positioned offense. You know, this team is going to put points on the board, I think. Defense, secondary is improved. Got a couple of things to address on the defensive side, but they're going to be a really good football team. Number 11, slipping a little bit, the Buffalo Bills. They were 11-6 last year, lost to the Chiefs in the divisional round. They added a couple guys, Curtis Samuel, Daquan Jones, but they lost a lot. Big time salary cap issues. Stephon Diggs traded. Gabriel Davis, Leonard Floyd, Mitch Morse, and several other guys moving on. So the Bills hanging on in this top 12 at number 11 right now. Number 10, the Green Bay Packers. A lot of people really excited about this team, but remember, they were just 9-8 last year, clobbered the Cowboys in the wild card round, then lost to the 49ers in the divisional round. And they lose Aaron Jones, a running back I always liked, add Josh Jacobs, a different type of running back. Going to be a good team. Not quite sure how good just yet, though.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At number 9, the Dallas Cowboys. They were 12-5 last year, lost to Green Bay in the wild card round. That was a really ugly loss. And people are going to say, how can you have the Cowboys ahead of the Packers after what happened? Well, the Cowboys always lose to the Packers. It's a bad matchup for them. It doesn't mean that the Packers are by default the better team. It just means the Packers are probably going to beat the Cowboys if they meet head to head. Does that make sense? It makes sense to me. Trust me on this. Cowboys belong higher than the Packers in the rankings at this point. They haven't done really a lot. Kind of spinning their wheels too. They lose Tony Pollard, Tyler Biadasz, Tyron Smith. That's a big loss. And really the only significant guy they've added is Eric Kendricks, the linebacker. Number 8, the Eagles. Yeah, I'm bouncing them down a little bit. 11-6 last year, lost to the Bucks in the wild card round. They lost their two coordinators going into the 2023 season, and we really didn't see the effects of that until the second half of the year. They just fell apart, and there's some locker room issues going on there. And they add Saquon Barkley. That's going to help. Bryce Huff, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson comes back. They lose Jason Kelce, their center, to retirement. DeAndre Swift and Kevin Bayard also moving on. You know, they're going to be a good team, but I don't think they're the Eagles that, you know, we saw at the end of the 2022 season. Just not the same team. Number 7, the Cleveland Browns. They were 11-6 last year and lost in the wild card round. Added a few guys, no one real significant though. Now, they did add the wide receiver Jerry Jeudy from Denver, but Nick Chubb looks like he's not going to be ready for the start of the season. The big thing with the Browns is Deshaun Watson coming back healthy. Really good defense if they get good quarterback play. And I'm not convinced they are going to get good quarterback play. But this team was pretty good with Joe Flacco. Could be even better with Deshaun Watson. Number 6, the Detroit Lions. 12-5, lost in the NFC Championship game. Man, they should have had that game. Should have beat the 49ers. Fell apart at the end there. They add Marcus Davenport, DJ Reader, and Kevin Zeitler. But they've also lost to Josh Reynolds, which, you know, he was a big reason they lost to the 49ers. They also lost the aforementioned Chauncey Gardner-Smith to the Eagles and Jonah Jackson to the Rams. My number 5 team, the Miami Dolphins, 11-6 last year, lost to the Chiefs. In that frigid game in Kansas City, what was it, 0 degrees? Man, that's a bad place for the Dolphins to be. They added linebacker Jordan Brooks from the Seahawks and the safety Kendall Fuller. They also lost Christian Wilkins, a very good defensive lineman, and Robert Hunt, an offensive lineman, and edge rusher Andrew Van Ginkle. He went over to the Vikings. my number four team. And, you know, in the end, this is a team that really scares me. It'd scare me if the Rams played in the AFC. This is a team the Rams could face in the Super Bowl. Yeah, you heard it here first. Rams, Texans, Super Bowl. Both teams were 10-7 last year. The Texans lost to the Ravens in the divisional round. They add Stephon Diggs. They add edge rusher Danielle Hunter. They also added Tim Settle and lost a few guys. No one real significant. Maybe Sheldon Rankins is probably the biggest loss they had. It's a really good football team. C.J. Stroud, we saw what he did in his rookie year, coming back in year two, and now he's got Stephon Diggs, whose career may be tailing off. He's not the same. Well, maybe he's the same Stephon Diggs. We'll have to see. But his production tailed off a little bit late last year, and he's in his 30s now. My number three team, the San Francisco 49ers, 12-5 last year, lost in the Super Bowl. They added two edge guys, Leonard Floyd and Yetur Gross-Matos. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but let's roll with that. They had some salary cap issues and lost Eric Armstead, Chase Young, Javon Kinlaw, and Brandon Ayuk is not happy. My biggest concern with the 49ers, I've mentioned it before, is Christian McCaffrey stayed healthy last year with such a heavy load. I think it's a mistake to continue doing that. They just get greedy with him over and over again. And that's, I don't know, man. I'd be really concerned about that if I was a 49ers fan, the wear and tear on Christian McCaffrey. Let's see if they roll that way again, or maybe they try to spread the ball in the backfield a little bit more, get some other running backs involved, spell him a little bit more. But 49ers, my number three team. My number two team, the Baltimore Ravens, 13-4 last year, lost in the AFC Championship game. And their big add is Derrick Henry. That's just a really significant addition for that offense, dealing with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Now, they did lose some guys on the defense, Patrick Queen, Juno Stone, and Jadeveon Clowney. The thing about the Ravens is, you know, their defense is always good, and it's always going to be good, although the Rams did run it down their throat there, so maybe they're susceptible to a power running game. But, man, it's a big deal having Derrick Henry in that backfield now. And my number one team, have we learned our lesson? The Kansas City Chiefs belong at number one. They were 11-6 last year and won the Super Bowl. Now they added Hollywood Brown. Not a lot going on in Kansas City, but I don't think they need to do a whole lot. I'm concerned about the future of Rashee Rice. You know, he had that incident, the traffic incident in Texas there. You know, he'll probably face a suspension or something, but not a good sign there. But Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, they'll get it figured out. Steve Spagnuolo on the defensive side, they're going to be a really good team. And, you know, hey, if they go 10-7, I may drop them to number six in my rankings, but I would fully expect them to still get back to the Super Bowl. There are some contenders here. AFC is going to be fun. Watch those rising Texans. And the NFC is pretty wide open. Questions about the 49ers and the Eagles, especially the Cowboys. Are they ever going to get back to a Super Bowl? I don't see it. And then you got teams that are maybe, you know, sneaky good, the Packers and Rams. Watch out for those Arizona Cardinals. I didn't mention them at all, but I think they're going to bounce back and have a pretty good year. And that's my top 12 going in. Chiefs, Ravens, 49ers, Texans, Dolphins, Lions, Browns, Eagles, Cowboys, Packers, Bills, Rams. And I don't think I'm being biased putting the Rams at number 12. Still a really good football team, well-coached, one of the best coached teams, except for special teams. We won't talk about that. Rams are headed in the right direction. Big deal, Liz and Aaron Donald, but they got a lot of really young talent. They're going to compete, and I firmly believe they belong at number 12 at this point. That's going to do it for this episode Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at laramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.